Pascal, were you more impressed with your team's quick start tonight or with their ability to finish the way they did in that third period? Or both?
I think we've played a solid 60 minutes tonight. We're seeing the team that is getting more confident. We're seeing a bunch of guys that are, like I said, X's and O's. There's no perfect systems, but when they start playing for each other, executing the system, all five guys on the ice at a time, it becomes a good system, it becomes a good team. Our transitioning game is really good right now. Our defensive gap is really good, playing against probably the best offensive team in the league today, and we didn't give them much through the neutral zone, coming back to D zone, full effort. So I was really impressed with the start. I was impressed with the fact that, you know, we went out there on a mission to win a hockey game, and we finished the game. The third period, that goal against on the PK is one thing, but the 5-on-5 game, they're going to generate some chances, obviously, but I thought we were pretty much textbook.
They've got some great talent there. We all know about that, but you were able to frustrate them. What was the plan against some of them?
Well, no time, no space. We wanted to pressure their I think those guys, a lot of teams will back off. I won't speak for the other teams, but our plan was to put them under pressure. No time, no space. But again, our defensive gap, so our D-man getting up the play, into the play, so when there's a change of possession, being tight on their forwards, they've been doing a real good job recently, but tonight was a real good test against a speedy team.
Pezzi, are you learning here the last few weeks that you're a better team with Matthew Olivier in the lineup and all that he brings?
He's playing really well. So I would tell you this. Ollie got injured last summer, and it took him some time to get back to where he is. When he plays like this, yes, we are a better team.
Well, with Tarasov in net, it's been an interesting year. I mean, he's essentially had to kind of learn and develop at the NHL level. That's not easy to do. Seemed like he was obviously real solid for you guys tonight. Where are you?
He's a solid goalie. He's calm. I think his hockey sense is really good. He's got some poise. But what I'm mainly impressed with him today, he took a shot in the neck in practice, and he spent the afternoon at the doctor's, and he could barely move his head. And he told us, I want to play that game. And that's a step for us. And I'm telling you, this team is going somewhere at some point. And these little things, like Olivier, like training hard to get back to where he can be. Tarasov saying, no, I'm playing tonight, even though he had a hard time moving his head. There's something happening with that team. I've said that for a while, but it keeps growing. Now we have the confidence on the ice. Just one game, we understand that. But the way we're playing right now, it's not by accident. Support system on the ice, offensively and defensively, it just doesn't happen by, it's not by mistake, it's not by accident. So, real good signs.
And Jack Roslovic, somebody noticeable, and we use the speed a lot of forechecking, is that you kind of liken the effort and what you're seeing out of him as of late?
Yeah, so Jack had a real good start of the season, if you remember. Then he got injured, took him a little bit of time to, but I know Jack. I've coached Jack in the minors in Winnipeg, and I saw that consistently. He can play that way all the time, and he's fast. He can make plays. He can defend. And a fast guy like him, when you're under pressure as a defenseman, and you have a guy like Jack Roslovic that can strip the puck away from you and make the next play, that's scary. That's a form of aggression on the ice. Some other forms of aggressions are Olivier or Gudbranson, but that's a different kind of aggression. And when he does that, he's a really dangerous player to play against.
Did you like the response you got from Marchenko tonight?
Yeah, I did. I did. I thought he played a solid game for us. I thought he, and not because he was playing bad. I want to make sure we're on the same page here. but I just saw a little dip. But Marchi has real good passion. I think his number one skill is his desire to get better. And I thought tonight he played a sound, smart game. And he tried to create offense. He had some shots to the net. Like, he's trying to create offense, and we won't take that away from him. But I just liked his full 200-foot game, for sure. I did. And good for him. He responded really well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are on the ice at noon tomorrow.